This is the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "If your sibling sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If you are listened to, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If that person refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. So we get a great text from Matthew today. And if you want to hear a sermon on Matthew, go and watch the jazz service from last night when I preached on the Gospel of Matthew. And God gave us some very interesting sound effects during the sermon of thunder and lightning. So, if you want to hear about Matthew, watch the jazz service. Because today we're going to talk about Exodus. See, we've skipped pretty far ahead in the Exodus narrative. Last week, Moses met God in the burning bush. And this week, we are all the way to the Passover. So let's fill in the gap. After Moses is called by God, God sends Aaron, Moses' older brother, to meet Moses in the wilderness and help him in his calling. Together, Moses and Aaron go to Pharaoh and demand that the people be set free. Now, Pharaoh has a bunch of free labor in the Israelites. There are more of them than there are of Egyptians. Pharaoh has a workforce that he does not pay and of whom he demands a lot. And most importantly, he does not see them as people who are worthy of dignity or of rights. So it's no surprise at all that Pharaoh does not want to let the Israelites go. And perhaps it is out of annoyance or something worse that after Moses and Aaron have the audacity to demand liberation, Pharaoh makes his first move. He doubles the workload of the Israelites. Rather than letting them go, Pharaoh doubles their suffering. So, Moses and Aaron return. Moses demonstrates God's power by turning his staff into a snake. But Pharaoh's sorcerers can do the same. So this is no big deal. Pharaoh will not listen. And Moses and Aaron strike the Nile River with the staff, and they turn the water into blood. The same river in which Pharaoh had drowned so many Hebrew babies, the God of the Hebrews, now turns to blood. But again, Pharaoh will not listen. He hardens his heart. A week passes, and God sends Moses back to Pharaoh. "Let my people go." But Pharaoh will not listen. So God sends a plague of frogs to cover the entire land. And it seems that now Pharaoh has opened his heart, for he tells Moses, "Tell your God to withdraw the frogs, and I will let your people go into the wilderness to worship their God." But once the plague is withdrawn, Pharaoh withdraws his promise. He will not let them go. So God sends another plague, this time of gnats. And even Pharaoh's sorcerers and magicians recognize the power of God. They say to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh will not listen even to them. Now, when the plague becomes too much, Pharaoh asks Moses to remove it, with a promise again to let the people go. But again, when the plague is withdrawn, so is Pharaoh's promise. He will not let them go. Having gone back on his word twice, Pharaoh has raised the stakes, and God does the same. This time, if Pharaoh will not let the people free, God will send a pestilence to kill all the livestock of the Egyptians. If making money is so important to Pharaoh, surely he will not want all of their livestock to die. But Pharaoh will not listen. His greed and arrogance lead to the suffering of his own people as they lose their food and their resources. His heart is hardened. But Moses and Aaron try again. "Pharaoh, let our people go. Stop all of this suffering. Set them free." Pharaoh will not listen. So a new plague is sent, festering boils that inflict both animals and humans. Still, Pharaoh will not listen. Even when his own people and officials are suffering. Again, Moses and Aaron try, "Let the people go. If not, God will send a hailstorm like you have never seen." Pharaoh does not listen. So a storm of hail and thunder and fire rains upon the land of Egypt. And finally, it seems that Pharaoh has listened to the Lord. Pharaoh summons Moses and Aaron and says to them, "This time I have sinned. The Lord is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Pray to the Lord. Enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go." But when the storm is withdrawn, so is Pharaoh's promise. God sends Moses and Aaron back to Pharaoh. "Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go. If not, tomorrow I will send a plague of locusts. They shall cover the whole land and devour the last remnants in every tree and fill your homes." Now Pharaoh's own officials come to him and beg, "Let these people go. Do you not understand that Egypt is ruined?" So Pharaoh calls Moses and Aaron back, "Go into the wilderness and worship your God." But Moses will not be deceived. "Who will you let go?" he asks Pharaoh. "Our children? Our women? Our elders? Our livestock?" No. Pharaoh will not let them go. Only the men, For Pharaoh knows that if the others have to remain, the men will return and be enslaved again. So the locusts are sent, and they fill and devour the land. And again, it seems that maybe Pharaoh has finally softened that hard heart. I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Do forgive my sin just this once and pray to the Lord your God that he remove this deadly thing from me. Pharaoh, who refuses to save God's people, asks God to save him. But God removes the locusts and drives them into the Red Sea to drown. Even still, the hard heart of Pharaoh is not swayed. So God sends darkness over the land. For 3 whole days, the Egyptians cannot even move, for there is not a single light in the land, not a star in the sky to brighten anything. Pharaoh calls for Moses and says, "Go. Take your children and your elders and your women and go. But leave your livestock." Pharaoh just won't let them go. Moses and Aaron have tried and tried. Even Pharaoh's own officials have begged him, "Let these people go." But his heart is hard, and he will not listen. The Lord then said to Moses, "I will bring one more plague upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, Pharaoh will let you go. Indeed, he will drive you away." About midnight, I will go throughout Egypt. Every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne to the firstborn of the female slave who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the livestock. There will be a loud cry throughout the whole land of Egypt, such as has never been or will ever be again. But to the Israelites, God gave special instructions that this plague of death would pass over them and they would live. God would deliver them. And the Lord our God said, "This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." My siblings, I tell you this long story today because God told us to remember. This day shall be a day of remembrance for you. So let us remember. When the people were enslaved, God delivered them. When the people were first to work and double their labor in harsh conditions, God delivered them. When Pharaoh went back on his promises to the people again and again and again, God delivered them. When Pharaoh put greed and arrogance before the well-being of the people, even his own people, God delivered them. When Pharaoh sought to separate the Hebrew families, keeping the women and children and the elders, God delivered them. when Pharaoh tried to save himself, but not the people. God delivered them. And when Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he would not listen to the suffering of God's people, God delivered them. My siblings, this is a remembrance for us. When there is suffering and there is harm and there is injustice, we remember who our God is, the God of deliverance. Our God delivers the people. Amen.